As you heard just a moment ago, if you're listening, and by the way, Ro's going to join us in just a second as well. Milt Rosenberg died last night, and no more fitting words than those expressed several times already in the past few minutes since we heard. There's only one.
Yep.
There's only one good, bad, and everything in the middle. There's only one Milt Rosenberg. His good friend Joe Morris wrote a beautiful obituary that describes a life well lived. He died at 92 from complications of pneumonia. Host of Extension 720 for nearly 40 years, ending in 2012. Full-time professor of psychology at the University of Chicago. An amazing memory and wide reading experience. And I would tell you, over the course of those 40 years, he sold more books than Amazon. If you were an author, you wanted to sell a book, you did the Milt Rosenberg Extension 720 show. And he could talk to anybody, political leaders, business executives, teachers, students, journalists, artists. Co-workers, I did his show many times. You filled in for him many times.
I anchored his news for 7 years, from 98 to 2004, and would be his fill-in when he would take a rare day off.
Right.
And I told you off the air, it's so sad. He was such a wonderful man and such a wealth of knowledge. And we did a year in review show 1 year, and it was the only time I'd ever heard him talk about the ancient Minoan civilization and Sex in the City. with great knowledge of both.
He could do both.
In the same show.
He married Marjorie Ann in 1954. They had one son, Matthew Rosenberg, who lives in Seattle. They both survive him. There's also two grandchildren, close friend Claire Favrier, and I'm sorry about the pronunciation stumbling there, and a lifetime as an academic and a good time. Milt Rosenberg. Let me go around the room here, starting with you. Anything else you wanted to say?
I loved working with him. He was just a brilliant, brilliant man, and I became very good friends with many of his producers, who I'm still friends with to this day, Julie Truman. And they would always say he was so wonderful to produce for, but so challenging and so hard, is because they had to take all of his producers had to take a current events quiz.
Yeah, that's the way you got hired.
Before they were hired.
Right.
So, I mean, he made everybody just smarter and better and just a wonderful guy. You could go to Milt Rosenberg with any question and he would have an answer for you. So just I really am very blessed that I got to work with him for those many years.
Dave?
You know, very eclectic, because he would come on a lot after Cubs games or after we did basketball games or Blackhawks. And he would do, even though it wasn't necessarily a sports show, he would do an hour coming out of a game on sports. And he knew his stuff. And he brought in fascinating people coming from different directions.
He was a good broadcaster.
Yeah.
He knew how to thread shows.
He knew how to put a show together.
Yeah.
Very, very entertaining guy, and not easy to work for. You talked about his producers. He demanded that you do your job.
Yeah.
Mary Vandeveld, any thoughts on Milt?
No, he's just a wonderful man, and I never did work with him, but I, you know, passed him in the hallways, had little conversations with him, and knew his producers were always running their butts off trying to make sure they had all the facts.
It seemed
right.
Didn't it seem like
they stayed out of trouble?
Yeah.
Didn't it seem like Milt was always here? I mean, he was here when we got
here
in the morning, and then he would go have lunch at the Intercontinental.
And then he'd go over and get a snoot next door at the hotel before the... No, he did. He absolutely
then,
did.
Then
he didn't try to hide it. He'd go over and get a little something to start the engine.
Always in his office, and wall from ceiling to floor filled with books, and he was always playing classical music, and you'd go in with question on anything, city politics, you know, ancient history.
Google.
He was Google.
He was Google before there was Google.
Absolutely.
Steve Bertrand, any thoughts on Milt?
And he always wanted to know what the scoop was behind the scenes.
He was such a gossip. He's not lying. He was such a gossip.
Oh, in a good way.
I just love that. And I think it was Andrew who said, pointed out the current events quiz. There was more than that, I think. The test he would give to his producers was hilarious. You know, I just was exchanging voicemails with Bill Young, and I know you guys know Bill, the guy who would bring all these authors in through the years. And, you know, Rosenberg, like you said, Steve, you know, he sold books.
Yeah, without a question.
Margaret Thatcher would come into town, and they would have to book the Milt Rosenberg show because he was the show that moved books.
All over the country, you would get the best long-form interview for your long-form book as opposed to the 5 minutes you might get on morning TV if you're lucky. I'll tell you that I had a great relationship with him. I told him we should always do a show called Smart and Dumber.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And he loved when I needled him because I'd always go up to him and go, you're not so smart. When are you going to drop the act?
I used to fill in for him once in a while and, you know, would have no control over the topic. And I still remember one, like I found out the day before. The topic was pre-Columbian Mesoamerica.
Yeah.
I really still don't know what that is.
There was a moment when Bill Leff and I and Patty Vasquez were on the show before Patty was doing a show here. And we're talking about stand-up comedy. And he goes, and when we come back from the break, I will describe an improv scene. You know, Milton, we're not probably going to do improv. We come back from the break and he goes, Napoleon at a French cafe. And scene.
And it you did it, didn't you?
And for the guy that knew him longer than any of us, Orion, any thoughts on Milt?
Well, the most intelligent radio talk show on the air ever, and he probably used more words that I didn't understand than any colleague I've had, because he was a master of the language, and he would come up with words to describe situations that I'd never heard before, so... he was fun to work with. The interesting thing I discovered, if he had one weakness in knowledge, it was in agriculture. He just never really studied agriculture very much.
Never got his boots dirty.
Nope. Once in a while, he'd call up and say, what's this all about? And,
yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. He deserves respect for that. He never went on a show without preparation.
He did,
never took the audience for granted, and he knew his stuff.
He did a great
did his research.
He did a great interview with Jesse Ventura. I remember part of it was pre-tape right when he left wrestling and was running for office, and he said, what were you thinking? I thought, God, good for you, Milt. For what Roy Leonard was with celebrities is what Milt Rosenberg was.
It's just so funny that Steve brought up the gossip thing, though. I'm telling you. He'd be in the hallway going, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. What's going on? You know what's going on. Tell me what's going on.
Do you remember his crosstalk with Cap and Waddle?
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That was kind of the highlight of the evening.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. He was great at insulting people.
It was awesome.
He was like Don Rickles with a brain.
Imagine going from one show to the other.
Rose's going to join us in just a second, and obviously memories of Milt throughout the day, and we're working on a special for him as well. But God bless you. Milt Rosenberg, gone at 92. Well, we plan on talking to Roe for much different reasons and goofing around and stuff, but when Milt Rosenberg passed away, that changed things, and I'm sure Milt's giggling in heaven already. I knew I'd get Dick Cochran. All the years in town, Ro, you must have met him at some point.
I did. I met him a number of times. The interesting thing is, when I was first starting out, I was looking for producer jobs, and his was among those producer jobs in Chicago, or legman jobs, whether it was for Royko or Jacobson or somebody, but he was one of the top jobs to get. And, you know, you've heard everybody talk about his producers and how frazzled they were. Well, it's because it was a great learning experience.
Sure.
You know, he was a guy, he was a mentor, and he was a guy that was, you know, was exacting about everything that he, you know, he wanted out of the people who were working for him. And he was so detailed. And at one point, when I first applied for it, you had to have a master's degree or better to get the job.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that.
He that was in the late 80s. He later then, you know, went strictly just to the admissions test, which was
the current events quiz.
Which was the current events
quiz. I remember
changed.
Williams will talk about this later, but I remember he and John Williams having an argument in the hallway. And John doesn't argue with people because John booked an author not knowing Milt had already booked the author, and Milt had a rule you did not violate. If he had somebody on as an author, you do not book that person.
Steve, that was citywide. He insisted on the first interview in the city, or he wouldn't do it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just remember, it's the only time I ever saw Williams get in an argument with somebody.
Yeah, it's funny. I later adopted that same rule, and that lasted exactly 1 week before every author said, no, that's all right, we're doing Milt.
You know what's funny?
So I'm like, well, but they can have the second? How about the third?
We're doing Good Day Chicago on Fox, then Ro.
Steve was bringing up the gossip thing, and I was thinking, Ro, all those years at WLS, I'm thinking you were the biggest gossip there.
Oh, God, no. No, I was the one they were gossiping most about, that was for sure. But
what illness does he think he has today?
Yeah, that's to say, yeah. Yeah, there's that, too.